All right. Mike Flannery is joining us here at the United Center as we are getting ready for the Hawks game. Not because he's a Hawks fan, which he is. Of course you are. But because last night was probably one of the more significant election nights in Illinois history, at least as it pertains to federal issues and national politics. But locally, fascinating stuff, too. We're going to get to all of that. But before we do, I want to talk a little bit about what has just happened here, because the president earlier this morning announced who he wanted for the Supreme Court, who he wants for the Supreme Court, and it's a guy from Chicago, Merrick Garland, who went to Niles West. Go Indians, or whatever they call themselves now. You know, they used to say up in the Niles Township school district, it was east is least, west is best, and north has air conditioning. And so
I didn't realize they said that.
They did.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, and there isn't a Niles East anymore anyway, so the Niles West is best. Look at that. That's pretty exciting. But he comes, as we like to say, pre-indicted here, because there's really the Senate says, no, we're not going to talk to him at all.
Well, and I could just imagine as the president was speaking, and he said, and I'm so happy to be able to nominate a guy who also comes from Chicago, from my hometown in Chicago. I could just imagine Republicans around the country for whom the very word Chicago is a curse word.
Yeah.
Going, oh, no.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Mike Lee, the Senate Republican from Utah, who's a big heat on the Judiciary Committee, he said, the Senate has already expressed its advice and consent on this guy, on Mr. Garland. No, we're done.
Right. And it is true. As soon as the president said Chicago, and I had the same thing, I bristled and thought, that's it. All right, our own Mike Monaco, attorney at law, is standing by. And you're familiar with Judge Garland, are you
not?
Yeah,
Judge Garland, a very, very nice man, a great fellow, a great judge. He was very emotional when the president nominated him today. And, you know, it's interesting, Michael, that you talked about the senator from Utah, because the other senator, the senior senator from Utah, last week, Orrin Hatch, said that Judge Garland would be a moderate that they would accept.
Well, Michael, he got 75 votes when he was put on the court there in the District of Columbia.
Right, the other 23 who voted no only did that because they didn't think the D.C. Circuit needed an 11th judge. That's the only reason they claimed, because it had nothing to do with this fellow who's a brilliant jurist. He was first in his class from Harvard undergrad, top of his class at Harvard Law School, clerked for a Supreme Court Justice Brennan. He's a brilliant guy.
Well, and my colleague Dane Placco was looking at the 1970 yearbook up there in Niles Township, and he says, this guy, he's everywhere all over the yearbook. He was apparently the big man on campus and all
wow.
kinds of clubs. And
wow.
He was so he's been big heat since his Lincolnwood days.
Yeah, well, I think he's been a terrific judge, and he's very, very moderate. And it's going to be hard, I think, for the Republicans as well. Listen, if they've already rejected him, it's one thing, but it's going to be hard for them to give reasons why they're objecting to him other than the fact that they think that the next president should make this selection.
Well, and what they're making the argument on there is has nothing to do with the Constitution, which is a funny issue, because if you want to be constitutionally doctrinal, pure, whatever you want to say, then you either have to be or you don't. I mean, you don't get to cherry pick that. And yet, I find in American politics, that's all anybody does. People who want to wave the Constitution around only want to wave it when it supports their position, not when it supports some other position. And the president shall take to the Senate for advice and consent his nominee for the Supreme Court. It's right there. And the problem is that They're going to say no, which is their right, by the way. They can also do that. I mean, let's be honest here. Mitch McConnell, when he says, hey, we're not going to do this, they're not doing anything illegal or wrong. It's just, is it ethical or prudent in this for Republicans in this year, where Republicans are going to have a lot of problems winning in the center, which is a year they should win in the center, because you've got Hillary Clinton, well-known, to either Bernie Sanders, who appears not to be the winner, or Hillary Clinton, who's well-known and not really even loved by centrists so much. This could be their year. And instead, they have, Republicans have chosen or seem to be on the path to choosing a moron. As well, their
you know, that's exactly why some, I think, Republicans are going to say they should accept Judge Garland.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you have some Republicans, Michael. We've got we have one of them here in Illinois, the junior senator Mark Kirk, the freshman senator who's seeking re-election. He's issued a statement saying he believes Judge Garland. He's going to meet with Judge Garland. He wants to talk to him. He believes he should get a full and fair hearing and an up or down vote. I think other Republicans in blue states, similar to Kirk, people are suggesting Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire, blue and purple states. She's running for re-election. Maybe Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, who's another embattled and endangered Republican in a state that generally goes Democratic. They're going to feel the heat.
Moron was the wrong word, by the way. Wasn't that it wasn't strong enough, because it was, but it is just the wrong word. He's not stupid. He's a guy that is going to fracture and perhaps irreparably for the next generation, the Republican Party, because, you know, even today, you know, when there's this whole sort of war on woman situation that's going on as they're running that ad, that a Republican super PAC is running an ad talking about the way that he hates, you know, the hateful things he said about women.
It's brutal.
It is a brutal spot, but he puts on Instagram a little kind of jib jab videos on Instagram that shows Hillary Clinton as a barking dog.
There you go.
Against Vladimir Putin, the man.
That's polite of him.
Well, I mean, and this is the point, is that he has the ability to, given his style of politics, the pugilism in his politics, that he is going to create a chasm, not a schism, but a chasm here. And when it gets to the, and it's probably going to go, I'd say it's more likely than not that there will be one of these situations at the convention where there will be a first ballot, he won't make it on the first ballot, and then God
knows
what will
happen. You heard the presidential-like thing that he said to CNN this morning. If he goes into the convention, even if he doesn't have the 1,237 delegates that comprise a majority, if he falls short of that, if he has the most delegates and he doesn't get the nomination, he says there will be riots.
Right.
Really? That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I saw Mitch McConnell today say that he would want Ryan to be the president. He wants to promote the Speaker of the House to be the president.
Yes.
Today, although Ryan then responded by saying he did not want to run.
Yeah. No.
Well, Ryan said that about the current job that he has now.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
He said that for months and months, he didn't want to be Speaker.
Well, didn't Trump say that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and still be elected?
Yes.
I think that's right. I think that's probably right.
Yeah, I think that after last night it is. All right, so basically, just from the standpoint, before we let you go, Mike, just from the standpoint of being a judge on the Supreme Court, justice on the Supreme Court, our Chicago's very own Merrick Garland, go Indians, is a good choice, do you think?
Yeah, he's a terrific choice. He's a moderate person, a moderate judge. Now, he is very conservative on certain issues like criminal justice issues. He was very active in the Department of Justice and played a very active role in the prosecution of the Oklahoma City bomber and a couple of other big cases.
Right. Now, big anti-terror guy.
Some of the civil liberties groups have come out, Michael. They're very concerned because they fear he is sympathetic to the White House. He was sympathetic to the Bush White House on Guantanamo.
Right.
They felt
right.
that he should have been more aggressive there. They right. feel he deferred too much to the administration.
And on supermax prisons, which is another piece of this too, where guys are held, you know, like
yeah, he's
in,
been,
you know,
he's
Florence,
been very
Colorado.
Conservative. Yeah, very conservative on criminal justice issues.
Right.
Well, on Guantanamo, he said it was okay to keep them in Guantanamo without giving them trials. The Supreme Court reversed him on that.
Yeah. And that's a fascinating district too, because
it's the biggest, it's the most important circuit in America, the D.C. circuit.
Right, because it hears all of these federal cases. Almost, you know, everything that comes through there is on its way to the Supreme Court because it's worked its way. They decided to go to the District of Columbia to try this case, to hear these cases because they are of national import. So that's the important deal. All right, Michael, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care, boys.
All right. Mike Monaco, one of the great legal minds of our any other generation. It's right on his business card, Mike. It says it right there.
Wow.
It is really something.
Wow, I got to get him to give me one and sign it.
Yeah, he is the best.